I'm Connor.
And I'm Campbell.
And welcome to Real Geeks, the show where we talk about movies and stuff.
I believe in our last, episode we did Stranger Things? Or was it two episodes ago? Oh, it was the last one?
Yeah. But it's been a minute.
This is the sequel. The squeakquel.
Do we want to follow up our big break? I mean, we acknowledge our break.
Oh yeah, I was in Europe on vacation, so I was unable to do anything.
Like Spider-Man. Anything.
Yeah, like Far From Home. I actually watched the scene when they're in Venice. Cringe. And they're in a lot of it was on set, but they did shoot stuff on location. And
I do remember seeing behind the scenes stuff.
St. Mark's Square.
And then you saw the library from Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah. In The Last Crusade, they visit this library, but it's actually a church, but it's actually now been turned into the Leonardo da Vinci Museum. So there's three layers to it. But.
Well, I hope you had a good time.
I did.
Good. I was camping, so we both were doing vacationing things, but we're back now.
Yes.
And we have lots of, I know we've missed a lot of things. With the way our schedule works, it's hard to get a lot of stuff. So if we're missing movies and all that kind of stuff, just stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Real Geeks, and we obviously aren't going to do everything, but we are going to try and do a wide spread of different things.
For example, I still haven't even touched Obi-Wan Kenobi, so
we're probably not going to do that one.
Yeah,
just because I watched it and it wasn't really anything to rave about.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts, because I've heard a lot of mixed
things. I'll just give a thing right now, because this is going to probably be a shorter episode. Basically, it's kind of it's okay.
I heard they're good moments.
It has good moments, but overall it's not really.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch it. I might just watch a scene or something.
Yeah, watch some of the, there's an end. Well, I don't want to spoil anything for people that haven't seen it or that want to watch it, but you can look it up and find some pretty decent parts. I think Ewan McGregor is really good. Hayden Christensen was good. I think the returning characters were good. Owen, I thought he was pretty good. A lot of the newer characters were really, I don't know, kind of stale.
I didn't know Joel Edgerton was always Uncle Owen.
Oh yeah.
So I think I saw him in I guess in episode 3 he was Uncle Owen. I didn't know he was, obviously not in 4, but I didn't know in 3 that was Joel Edgerton. I was like, oh dang.
Yeah. But yeah, he was a good little part. And then they had what's his name come back as Princess Leia's dad.
Oh, I don't even know that guy. Bail Organa, but I don't know
that. Yeah, the guy that plays him, he came back and pretty good. But the returning characters, I'd say overall, were really good. But the newer ones they kind of introduced were kind of,
yeah.
So yeah, you just kind of, I don't know.
We'll see. I actually have heard about a TV show I haven't seen. I didn't watch Miss Marvel, but I think my dad's watching it, and he said it's pretty entertaining. So
we are planning on doing this.
Yeah. Once I have the time, I do plan on watching that.
Normally we do episode by episode, but because it was going on while we were on vacation, we figured we'll just wait until the whole thing's done and then just do a big episode on the whole thing. So just be prepared for that. So I guess with the announcements out of the way and all that, I guess we'll just get right into volume 2, which, to be honest, it's kind of strange because it's volume 1 and volume 2.
Stranger Things? Is it a strange thing? Is it a Doctor Strange?
Why is it Doctor Strange? This has become a recurring theme, I think. It's weird because the first volume is 8 episodes, and then volume 2 is 2. So it's kind of
I agree.
Even
it actually doesn't really make any sense because volume 2 implies that it's, I don't know, it doesn't, they don't feel two separate.
No, it's not.
It's literally just a continuation, a direct continuation. I really don't know why they chose,
I told you last time, it was just, they ran out of time. That was literally what
it doesn't make any sense. They need a month to finish two
just
episodes.
Just make it, just put it
just
off.
Just delay the release, exactly. Like, I don't know. I really
why
don't
just the last two? It's not like I'm pretty sure that's not how shows work. Like, I don't think you're just working on each episode individually. Like, you're not done with 1 through 7 before you're done 8 and 9. You know what I mean? It's like they're not working on each individual episode at a time.
Yeah. So I'm really confused as to why they did this. Because for example, episode 8, which is the penultimate one, literally could have been like, I don't know. It was like there was nothing that.
Oh no, nothing very substantial there compared to the other ones.
So, very strange release like strategy from Netflix.
I don't know.
No idea why. Yeah, I don't know why.
I think somebody came out. I do remember someone, I don't know if it was the Duffer Brothers or somebody on production said it was like not, they said it wasn't a publicity thing.
Maybe it's kind of like Dune where it was like he made a deal where it's like if the first one like didn't do well, then he wouldn't make a sequel. But because it did well, then they greenlit a sequel to
maybe.
Dune. So it could be something like that.
I mean,
maybe,
I think they did change. I mean, they might have done a lot of. I mean, for example, they put a lot of emphasis on, like running up that hill. Like they had that even more. So I think maybe they might have added that a little bit more because
of
how people received
it. Yeah, I heard that. I mean, this is kind of far-fetched. I don't know if it's true, but they could have like kind of gauged the audience response to the first volume, and then they could have like filmed maybe like
use that to like make
a volume two.
Like, oh yeah, tweak it.
Which is really interesting. Like that's kind of interesting how like they use audience response to like it's a kind of like a living thing, right? Like they're continuously like kind of gauging the audience response and then molding the final part to kind of fit that, which is kind of like. I feel like it's a good thing and a bad thing.
That's what I started to think.
Yeah, so they could have like maybe like had multiple versions and then based on like how like what characters people liked or what moments people liked, selected or like kind of stitched together a version that they felt like would resonate with audiences.
Like for example, like
with like running up the hill,
receiving
or whatever.
Certain characters more positively than they expected, and then they might have given them more screen time in the final two episodes.
Yeah.
But I don't. Yeah, I think that's probably the most logical explanation for why they did.
Yeah, that would. I think that would make sense. I really don't think it's that they didn't like they weren't finished editing. Actually, no. Maybe that is why, because they were editing it to fit like what they think audience expected.
Yeah.
So maybe. Yeah. So I guess that maybe
makes I don't
sense.
Know. Maybe that's probably what it was. But anyway, so the second to last episode was that was the whole what. I can't even. I just watched. I watched it like last week, so I'm trying to remember what the whole thing was with that one. Wasn't that like you're back? They were back in the lab, and like Eleven's kind of like.
Yeah, they're tying up the loose ends with her, and then Dr. Brenner, which I actually liked. I thought he was a pretty cool character in this season. I think they gave a lot more time, and I thought he was like pretty interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Even though he's like a terrible person.
Yeah.
Kind of like before we go into the specifics, just as a whole, like what were your thoughts on the second half or of like, on like volume two compared to volume one? Just what were your.
I don't think it lived up to my expectations.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe most people agree. I don't know, but it was like I enjoyed it, but I think they were hyping up a little way too much. Era had a lot to live up to. I don't think it quite lived up to kind of everyone's expectations.
Yeah.
But I just still thoroughly enjoyed it. I got the.
Oh, no, yeah, me too.
Quite entertaining. And I think it was like consistently good still. I think this is, as a whole, season four is consistently good and it's definitely better than season three for sure. So.
Yeah, I could say so. Yeah. I think each. What, say that again?
You do agree that season three is probably the weakest one, right?
Like, yes, but not by
bunch.
Yes, but not by the as much of a margin as you probably would.
Hello?
I think they're all. I think it's probably.
Oh,
I don't know.
Why can I not hear you? I'm sorry, my headphones cut out, so we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're back. And I was just explaining to Connor that one of my like earliest memories is crying.
I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about explaining what happened.
This is just funny though. Like one of my earliest vivid memories was crying at Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel, and then like we had to leave the movie theater because I was just upset by what was being shown on the screen. I just thought you all would like to know that.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, back to Stranger Things. Yes.
You want me to? I'll just repeat what I said before.
Okay, I think I had asked you about your thoughts on season 3 overall compared to this one.
Well, I think what I said was, I think it's the worst one, but probably not by as much of a margin as you would. I think this season, I'm still trying to figure out whether the length was a good thing or a bad thing, and I'm leaning towards bad thing.
Yeah, I think
it was
agree.
Too much, and that's what I liked about season 3, I think, was just a little bit more accessible. This one just was just a lot, and so I think they're not, this one's better, just like content and plot-wise, but in terms of like accessibility and like, because of it's not as long, I think it's, I don't know, they're... It's closer than most people would probably say.
Yeah, to be honest, I agree with you there, because I do think the last episode being like 250 minutes or something like that should be a crime.
Seems excessive.
Like, why could they not like find an editor to like edit out? Like, it probably could have been like 30 minutes shorter and nothing really would have changed.
Well, yeah.
It's just very strange. Like, strange.
Stop.
Yeah, the episode just kept getting longer and longer. And it's just kind of weird that, last one was like literally like a 2.5 hour movie.
The issue was it didn't feel, I mean, we talked about this with Avatar. It didn't feel like it needed to be that long.
No.
Like it felt like they were milking it for most of the time.
Especially the scenes with like Max, whenever it was like Max and it was like showing flashbacks from the other seasons. I mean, of that like last episode, I think like maybe like 10% of it was like scenes from the other seasons with flashbacks that could have all been cut, because it's like, I don't know.
I liked that. I liked.
I thought those were a little excessive. I don't know.
I just think overall, I don't think whole scenes were needing to be cut out. I think everything just needed to be shortened.
That's fair.
Like everything just could have been like trimmed up a little bit more.
I think the Hopper in Russia storyline didn't really fit with the rest of it.
No.
Just overall with this season, I think that one was definitely the weakest, because it just felt like a continue, like, I don't know, it felt like it was stretched out the longest and it was kind of least relevant to the plot.
Yeah.
And they tried to make it relevant because they were like,
by the end of it, it was kind of like, they didn't really get much of it anywhere.
No, they escape the prison, but then they go back to the prison. And then, like, to justify, like, them being there, I guess the writers were like, how do we justify this? And they're like, oh, it's a hive mind. So maybe, like, when they fight the upside-down monsters here, it somehow, helps the heroes back in Hawkins. I was like, oh my gosh. So, I feel like they really should have, like, wrapped that up a lot sooner, because then that could have cut a lot of length out of the.
That was the other thing I kind of was bummed about, was like, which I guess was obviously intentional, but the whole time I was watching, I was kind of like, okay, when are they going to get back together? And it kind of just never happened until the very end. So I was kind of bummed that like they all just stayed. I mean, you kind of could see it coming with the posters and them playing separate ways and the trailer and all that kind of stuff. So they were kind of communicating it, but I didn't expect the only moment for the original cast, for everybody to come back to Hawkins, to be like literally in the final 10 minutes of the season.
Yeah.
Which I think that was a negative thing in my opinion. I don't know. Yeah. I have a nostalgia for season 3. Like there's something about waiting that long and then that time of, I don't know, like, wait, it was, the hype was, I think there was more, I was more, I don't know. I have like a weird nostalgia.
Because that was the first season that you were like actively
waiting for. Remember,
yeah, because the first two you like watched after they were released. So I think that was the first one we were all kind of excited to watch.
Yeah.
And I remember watching on the plane back from Korea on my phone. Yes. On my telephone.
I think that one just has a good... That was one of the first shows like that where I kind of was like, I waited all that time. And I mean, I had never really done that with a show because most of the shows I've watched, they come out on a weekly basis or they were already out. Like all the episodes were already out when I decided to watch it. Like I wasn't watching it like live and keeping up with it. So it was just like a different thing. I'd never followed a Netflix show like that before.
Do you think they should release like the final season on a weekly basis? I think that'd be pretty cool, actually.
I know they won't.
Because that's Netflix's thing is that, No, I think that'd be cool.
It would be nice. It would be nice, but that was another thing that was kind of frustrating me with this was like in the beginning when the show came out. Well, I like when the show got released, I like went off of all social media because like what they did was like I went back after I finished volume one, they like posted like every day they posted for each episode. So like after about a week, they had stuff from the final episode of volume one.
Oh.
So it's like, if you didn't watch it in a week, you were kind of screwed. If you didn't watch it in a week and you were on socials, you were kind of screwed.
Huh.
So like there were minor things that they posted stuff out of context that I saw at the very beginning. Because I wasn't keeping up. So that was kind of frustrating. So that would be nice. That's a good thing about them, like Disney Plus doing stuff once a week. But I don't think that they'll end up doing that with season five. They've never done that. I just don't see any reason why they would. But anyway, so those are our overall thoughts.
Yeah, I think we can get into specifics now.
Yeah.
We probably won't summarize, but we'll just, since I'm assuming everyone's watched it, listening to this.
So we can talk about the penultimate one.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing with that is Dr. Brenner dies.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing, because I think
so too.
He was a solid character, but I think the show needed to move on from like him and Eleven, because I think I think now that we've moved on from that, now that opens more possibilities for Eleven's character.
Yeah.
But
it was
kind of closing
one door and opening another.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool. Not cool. I don't know the word, like cathartic, when like he asks like Eleven, I forget what it was, but he like asks for forgiveness or asks for her to like say something to him to make him feel like good or something about himself. But then she like refuses and just lets him die, which
good,
I think is
a good Chad moment right there.
Yeah, because he, pretty questionable dude.
He was annoying. I mean, he was a good character, but like his motivations throughout all the seasons are so annoying because it's like he's so back and forth. Like he tries to make himself seem like he's like the good guy.
Yeah,
and
then he abuses children. But I do like how that closes that chapter on Eleven's like life, and then now we can. She's had her whole hero's journey, and now she's ready for the biggest threat of all time,
Vecna.
What
do you think of Vecna? /Henry.
I guess he's like the main Stranger Things villain now, right? Because they revealed that he's like been the one behind everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he was the first one to be in the Upside Down, and he like found the Mind Flayer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I guess from like those like particles or something, he like formed the Mind Flayer.
He found the storm of particles, and it kind of turned into the. I don't know if he turned it into it or. I think he did. I think he did. He like influenced it and kind of made it like a.
Huh.
I don't know. The specifics are kind of fuzzy. I also don't think they explained how like the Upside Down turned into like the real world.
Yeah, I don't. I'm kind of conflicted because I get why they have him as the villain, because like for the final season or whatever, they need to have like the threat needs to like have some sort of, it needs to be like personified, right? It can't just be like evil monster.
A monster,
or,
yes.
Or like evil spirit. So I understand why they have him. Also, he has like connections with Levin, so there's some backstory there.
Exactly.
I don't know, like not a huge, I think he's okay.
I wasn't blown away,
he's not like Thanos or anything where like he actually, I don't know. I
didn't have any expectations for how they were going to reveal anything. I literally had no idea like what they were going to do with Vecna. I mean, people thought he was going to be Billy, which is stupid, but
yeah, that's so stupid.
I think that like we talked about in the last one, I think like him, his kind of like manner of like killing people and like that whole kind of thing was really cool. Like the whole like clock thing and like messing with the visions. I thought those visuals were really neat. And the concept of like all that. And I think I forgot his name, but I think he did a great job like with the performance and everything like that.
Oh, Jamie Campbell Bauer, I think.
Yeah. And I think that like, especially considering like a lot of that is in, we talked about this, a lot of that's in like prosthetics and all that kind of stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
I think I've pinpointed my issue with Vecna.
I don't know. I was done. That was my thought.
Okay. My issue is that he's the big like person apparently responsible for everything, but they introduce him in the fourth season of the show. And he's like not really like, I get they kind of they try to like shoehorn him in into the first, second, and third by saying, oh, he was like the mind flayer and he was responsible for everything, but like we don't really see him or get to know him until this season, so it does feel kind of rushed that like
he's the biggest
baddest villain of all time, but it was introduced like more than halfway into the show's like existence. Like I feel like if they had like teased him from the beginning, which I get, like, would have been hard to do. But
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, how would they do that?
In hindsight, obviously, it seems easy. But I'm just saying, like, it is a little kind of unsatisfying, unrewarding that, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it's not as impactful because we, like, literally just got to know him. So now we're like, oh, okay, he's the villain. But it doesn't...
That was kind of how you put it in a good way.
That's what I've pinpointed. I think that's my issue.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, he's not bad. Like, he was a fine villain for... Like, he's not... There's no glaring issues. Like, I thought he was fine.
In some ways, I kind of liked Billy a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was just, like, a vessel for the Mind Flayer.
He was a vessel, but I kind of liked his whole, like, dynamic. Maybe not better, but I think he was pretty strong. Because, there was, like, a personification of it there. But,
yeah.
I don't know. He was cool, but again, like you said, it didn't feel like there wasn't really much build up to him.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of they had all this other stuff from the other seasons, and then they were like, okay, let's. Even though it was planned, it looked like it wasn't.
Yeah, that's my, because remember that was my initial problem. I don't know if I talked about this in the other episode, the first one. But,
yeah.
Like, I didn't like Vecna then because, like, he felt so unrelated to all the other... Like, other than he was, like, from the Upside Down, he just felt unrelated to all of the other...
Yeah.
Like, ghouls or whatever, the Mind Flayer and everything. But they, like... They, I guess, in the flashback, they connect him to the Mind Flayer, and they're like, oh, he's the one behind everything. But, again, it still feels
a
little
rushed.
It was
kind of a loose... It felt loose. It didn't feel...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just like how they were like, oh, it's a hive mind that... This makes like all the stuff in Russia relevant to the stuff in Hawkins. Like it was like, whatever. They could have done better, but
yeah. So I guess that was it for like the ultimate, like the penultimate one. They kind of like they geared up. Everybody apparently is at this one like gun shop.
Oh, okay, this was stupid. I need to talk about this. They go to the gun store and buy one gun, and give the other ones like spears. Like, bro, they literally went to a gun store. Could they not have just all picked up guns? Like, why did they only buy one? They all needed
them. Yeah. Well, I think they were planning. No. They were planning on getting more, I think. And then what's his name showed up. Remember that?
Basketball boy?
Yeah.
Maybe
because Nancy was picking up the shotgun and like all that kind of stuff, and then that's when.
What about the other ones? Like she still bought hers, but how come they?
Well, they were getting other stuff. That was like right after they showed up that they got I think they got like vests and stuff like that, and there was other like gear and equipment that they got picked up there. And Nancy, because she was like the gun, she's been like the gun person for all these seasons. I guess was the first one to go over there and like get a shotgun, and then what's his name showed up. So then that kind of because they had to rush, then they had to rush out of there.
I guess I'm just saying like Dustin and Eddie probably could have used guns instead of freaking spears, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it was more of like okay, this was like a last minute, like they had to kind of do that because they had to get out of there. I think that's what it was. Also,
I mean, could they not have like. Like, they know how dangerous it is. Could they not have, like, thought of a better weapon than a spear? I don't know. Like, I feel like they could have, like, made... They're smart. They could have made something.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. That just kind of bothered me. I was like, come on. You could
I didn't really think anything. I didn't really think that much into it.
I guess.
The shield thing was a good... That was a pretty good one, I think.
Yeah, true.
Also, why I thought it was funny that like Eddie, when they're stealing the RV, he's like wearing a mask and they're all like following behind him. Like the mask served no purpose.
Oh, the Michael Myers mask.
Yeah, like the mask. I don't even know why did he wear the mask?
Yeah, because all the other ones were walking behind him and they didn't have masks on.
So, like it's not like he like went up to anybody and like had to like.
I mean,
he got into the RV, took the mask off, and got in the driver's seat. So the people there saw him without the mask in the driver's seat anyway.
They just wanted to throw in a reference to Halloween
and a reference to season two, because that's the same mask.
Oh, Max, right?
Max wears.
Yeah, Michael Myers.
Yes.
Interesting.
So yeah, then they like gear up and all that kind of stuff, and then it ends, and then the final episode kind of starts with.
The scene with them, like, all they had like a wide shot and it had like multiple planes, like there were like multiple planes where like in the foreground was like a few of them in the background
and, like,
there
were going through the van, they were going through the RV.
No, like there was like a shot of them like in someone's backyard and like it was them kind of like suiting up. I think like some of them were like Dustin and Eddie were like fighting,
they were in the
with their
field
spears.
They were in that field like on the other side.
Yeah,
of the,
that reminded me of, I feel like there's a shot like that in like Fellowship of the Ring or something.
Exactly. I was thinking
that's
too.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is very Lord of the Ringsy.
We didn't even talk about the Star Wars reference in the second to last episode.
Oh yeah, I think I sent you a text, right? I was like,
this, oh yeah, no, I was thinking the same.
What was that? I forget thing. What was. Oh no, the government,
the military.
Yeah, and it was very much like the intro to A New Hope, where the rebels are like defending their base from. That has
so
to be
obvious.
A Star Wars reference.
My dad and I both said it at like the same time.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
And
funny.
I mean, the guy. I mean, him walking in, like the shot of them, like all, like situated at the end of the hallway, and then it pans to the
smoke.
Door, and then the door opens, and they come in, and then the guy, and then after they kill everybody, the general guy like, walks in, like Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah.
That was funny. So they're like geared up and all that kind of stuff. And then the whole episode was just them going through with their plan to fight Vecna, right? There wasn't anything at the beginning that was like, oh yeah, like they're obviously trying to get the people from California, the buyers and all them are trying to get Eleven back to Hawkins, but obviously that's
we forgot in the last episode. There's a scene with Will and Mike, and
in the van.
Yes, I really like the scene actually. I take back
with the painting.
That scene. Will still didn't get much to do, but I think those two scenes with him and Mike, and then him and Jonathan were actually really well done.
I do too. I like that.
Because in that scene, and it took me a while. I had to rewatch the scene because I saw something on Twitter. I was like, wait, what? And I watched it again, and it makes sense. He's talking about, he's like comforting Mike, and like I think Mike's like worrying about Eleven, and he's like telling him how Eleven like feels about him.
He'll always need you. She'll always need you, and all that kind of stuff.
But he's actually talking about how he feels about Mike.
Oh, yeah. That was like total so obvious. Okay.
It was like past midnight when I was watching it, so like I wasn't really paying attention. But then I saw on Twitter someone saying like, "Oh, like this scene was great," and then I was like, "Wait, what?" There's a scene where he like talks about how he feels about Mike, and then I rewatched it like when I was awake and stuff, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "That's a pretty cool scene," and then yeah, the scene with him and Jonathan, I thought was really good, and I guess now. And then more on Will, I guess in the end, I was kind of dreading it when I saw him like reach towards the back of his neck. I was like, oh no, not again.
Yeah.
I do think, what if he, because
he's dead.
I don't
bro.
Know. No, hold on. I feel like the Duffer brothers know what they're doing. I think they've like left him in like this really terrible emotional state. He is like no friend, or his friends kind of abandoned him. He's like very vulnerable. What if he's like the secret villain of the next season? Like, he's like,
he was kind of like that in season two a little bit.
Yeah, he's always been like left behind. He apparently he has like a connection to Vecna that like he never told anyone. Remember, he was like, I feel him. He's like still alive.
That was ever since. He got home to Hawkins, and that was when he felt it. And then he said something to Mike.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like the only way to go with this character is to make him like some
or
twist,
die.
Like, yeah, or die. I don't know. I think he's
gonna die.
He's really been given the short end of the stick.
I hope Vecna just straight up just claps
slaughters him.
Like right off the bat, like season 5, episode 1. Just I hope there's holding back season 5.
Will's like he's always just been the victim. It's like very, very strange how they've written him.
Yeah. So like he was like crying in the van, and Mike was just like in another world.
He was just chilling. He was like, "Yeah, 11."
Oh my gosh, bro.
Oh yeah,
Mike's the type of dude. Mike's the type of dude to be like, "Where's my hug?"
He's such a pick me.
Oh my gosh.
But I think Mike actually was probably the worst character this season. Not gonna lie,
he's been bad. We talked about this a lot before, but he's been bad for like 2 seasons.
Like he was okay, 1 and 2 good, 3 I don't really remember him at all.
He was on a downward.
Yeah, they really just like they just threw him in there in the season, gave him a few lines to talk to.
Well, he
like, kind of
just became Eleven's boyfriend after.
That's true. That's so true. That's literally his character. He's like Eleven, and when he's giving like the speech, and he's like
you know how
you're
most female
my superhero.
Characters- I don't know what it's called, but like there's like a thing where it's like you have to try. It's so hard to try and find a female character in a movie that isn't dependent on a man. He's like
the Bechdel test.
Yeah, like he doesn't.
He's like the reverse one. He's the reverse.
For like the last
Bechdel
two
test.
Seasons.
Eleven, you're my superhero. You're
exactly.
I love you so much. You're so
I mean,
great.
Every scene in the last two seasons with him has had something to do with Eleven.
Yeah, he's actually kind of terrible. Like they really just made him Eleven's boyfriend and literally nothing else.
He kind of like he wasn't really like because it, especially this season
stagnant.
Because they've been separated. He's not like that leader of the group kind of thing like he was in the first two seasons. So that's kind of that role's kind of been like thrown to the side.
I think Dustin's gonna be the leader.
Dustin and Steve are like two of the best. If not the best,
I will say Dustin did kind of annoy me, especially in volume one. At least he's always been like everyone's favorite, but I think they really upped his annoyingness. Him and Robin really annoyed me.
Why do you
actually not?
Oh my gosh!
No, I think Robin in the third season was likable, but like she was.
Why?
Just
what about
annoying.
Her? What? You know, this is like a hot take. Like no one has any issues with Robin.
I don't think this is a, no, I don't think this, I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot of other people's opinions, but I like
but
her
I've
in
not
the third
seen
season.
Anybody else complain about Robin.
I just found her so annoying this season.
Why?
Like, her humor is just not like the scene where, remember when like, Rob or not Robert, like Steve and Nancy are like walking and she's like freaking out and she's like, oh, I think we're lost or something. I don't know. Like just the way she behaves is just very like, just stupid. I don't know. She really, her sense of humor and just her mannerisms this season is a very annoying.
I don't
to
know.
Me.
Maybe in that last episode, but not the rest. I don't think the rest of the season.
Nah.
I think
I don't see what she contributes. I mean, I see like she's like a different personality than all the other ones in the group, but I just think they like lean too much into like the humor, and then it just came kind of unfunny. Kind of like I don't know what I was gonna compare it to, but yeah, I found Dustin less annoying. I found Dustin annoying in the beginning, but now I don't. At least with the final couple episodes, he became less annoying. But I think Robin was just consistently annoying throughout.
I disagree.
That's my opinion.
But that's okay.
Okay,
who's your favorite character this season then? This season specifically. Like not don't take into account other seasons. Like who was the standout character?
That's a good question. And despite what I said earlier about Hopper's storyline, Hopper and Joyce are like my two favorite characters. At least this season, I really liked Hopper actually. I thought he's like him and first of all, him and David Harbour and Winona, I think, are definitely the best actors on the show. But I think I really liked Hopper, even though I thought his storyline was kind of stupid.
Yeah,
he's my favorite.
Steve Murray, probably Murray.
He was also low key pretty annoying.
Bro,
too.
Murray was hilarious, and that's definitely a hot take.
I don't know. He was.
That's always been his character.
They just upped it. They really upped it this season.
Nah, but now looking back, this season's so long. Like the stuff from the first couple episodes of Volume 1 feels like that was like years ago or something.
She gets like the package from with the doll or whatever.
Like that literally seems like that was like two seasons ago.
And when she like is at the school and is getting bullied and like hits
I completely forgot about the bully girl. And that's the point, is like that's the issue with this being so long, is it's like so much of it becomes irrelevant because you forget about it.
They really could have made just one episode with like the whole Hopper story. Like they could have just made that one episode and then like
like
not like address it again until the end where they come back. I feel like honestly that probably would have been better. Like just have like the Hopper prison break episode. And then like,
oh, and then also like 11, they took like hours on the whole 11.
Oh yeah, the 11 thing. Backstory.
It's like that, I think, was warranted a little bit more than Hopper's thing, but still, that was too much even then.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I found the like Hawkins team to be the most interesting.
I agree. Yeah, that they were definitely the best part. Or the most engaging part. I think Max, I remember in the last episode, I was like, I want her to die.
Or you were clowning. You were hating so hard.
I think she was probably the best character this season. Okay. Or one of the best characters.
Okay, there we go. That's, for once, not a hot take.
And I wish they killed her.
That sounds
terrible. I wish, because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like
they were pulling their punches. I think they pulled their punches a little bit.
Yeah, I keep getting sidetracked. They were like teasing. They were like, "Oh, this episode's gonna have like." I remember reading.
Oh yeah,
it was like Duff Brothers. Like the final episode's gonna.
You guys are gonna cry. Like this is just the most like awful thing you're gonna ever see.
No one is safe. No one is safe. Everyone's gonna die. Like your favorite.
Literally, everyone's safe.
And bruh, they literally. Do the same thing with all the other seasons.
I know.
Where they killed the new character.
I was so mad.
I was like, bro, they kill freaking Bob in the second one. They kill Alexi in the third one.
Something I think we might have talked about it. I don't remember, but something was telling me. I was like, oh, they might Eddie might die because they always do this every single season,
which is so stupid. Because I
do it as a cop out. I don't know why.
Yeah, because. I feel like he added like a cool. I mean, he wasn't my favorite. I don't know why. Like, I'm a little kind of confused why like everyone just started.
Yeah, everyone's really obsessed with him. Like, he's cool, but
I liked him. I never like loved him, but I do think he added like a fun dynamic to the group. And it just feels like there was no need for him to die. Like, I really feel like at least in future season, like he could kind of contribute more. I thought he was a pretty.
And it's kind of like.
I mean, he just died for no reason too. Like, why did he? They don't. I'm sure, like they could have found another way to like divert the bats instead of him. Like,
and even if he didn't divert the bats, I think the plan still would have gone the way it did.
Yeah, just logistically, like, there was no reason for him to do that, but I don't know. It was stupid how they killed the new character like they do in every season, and they were teasing, like, I was a little disappointed.
It'd be crazy as if he comes back somehow in the fifth season.
They show him dying. I don't think he's coming back.
No, bro. I don't know.
Lucas, I thought. I will. That scene. Overall, though, I think Lucas.
Caleb
McLaughlin
was. He was.
Yeah,
good.
He was actually. He acted. Very
well. Last episode was. He was carrying.
He carried that episode, and that scene. There's only one moment that kind of got to me. But the scene
the issue was. There was so much going on. I didn't even have so much. I was still trying to process everything. There was just like stuff was happening here. Stuff was happening there. I was like in so much shock that I didn't have enough time to process and be like sad about Eddie or Max.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my gosh. Like going into this, I was like, okay, I'm going to cry. Like, because I that's how I am with this kind of stuff. But I didn't, because I was just in shock like the whole time.
I did notice they follow this like pattern when they're editing. Like, one character will be like in extreme trouble, and like it will like the action will like about to resolve, and then it will just cut to like the next scene, and then it will like that scene will progress until like the character is like in trouble and like something terrible happens.
Yes,
and
I
then
did
they cut to
that.
The, and then they cut to the next like storyline, and then like something happens and they're in trouble
until they all are at the same point of like,
yeah, and then they kind of cross cut between them.
Gosh, and then when the basketball team showed up, I got so mad. I was so frustrated.
Bro, that one guy. Oh my gosh. He's like the most like unlikable dude.
He's like,
and then he
wake her up right now, or I'm going to shoot you in the face. and then what's his name is like why did I just forget his name? Caleb McLaughlin's character. Lucas is like, dude, I can't do it. She's like, if we don't, and then he's like, I don't care, like, just do it, or I'm gonna like shoot you in the face, man. And then they just start punching each other and like beating. He was so annoying. And then the crack opened and he just gets annihilated.
that was very nice. That was a good
touch.
That
was so satisfying. I almost didn't notice at first.
Yeah, they don't even put any emphasis on it.
I don't even think they show his face when he dies.
I will say,
oh,
Lucas should be like, he shouldn't have been able to fight that dude. Like, he got punched so many times, and like, I don't know. And
do for love, bro.
Like, I don't know. He got like hit in the head with like a vase. Like, he should have been out the whole time, but
nah.
And then
the
he like literally
love,
like,
bro.
The guy had a gun. He literally just like manages to like duck and like avoid getting shot, and then still like tackles him.
You wouldn't understand.
But the scene that like got to me, like there's only one, and it was when like she's like done being possessed, but she's like still in like that state where she's like all like mangled and like her eyes are all like,
well, yeah,
because
she broke her leg, one of her legs and one of her arms broke, and her eyes,
and then she's like, I can't like see or feel anything,
dude. It
was
like, so
I was like,
and then he started calling for Erica, and it was so sad.
Yeah, that was pretty sad, I gotta admit.
Apparently a lot of that was ad-libbed a lot of that and like improvised like a lot of like him being like really upset. Like I think they just kind of told him a general thing, and like him calling for Erica and all that kind of stuff was just kind of like something he came up with there.
Yeah, I thought that scene was great.
Yeah.
But
again,
I
think it would have been, I was surprised that she wasn't like dead, and like she kind of just, what's her name, Eleven kind of just pulled a, what do you call it,
no,
didn't
like
happen in Star Wars. Did that
happen
in the sequels?
I feel like in like Return the Rise of Skywalker, there's some stupid moment where like they like force heal.
Wasn't Kylo Ren? Didn't Kylo Ren like die and then they like brought him back or something? Or like Rey
and
like
and they kissed
somehow.
That was so bad.
Max,
oh, I can't
returned
even... somehow. Yeah, and now she's just kind of in like a catatonic state,
and now she's like in a coma. It was so, gosh, and he's like reading to her. And she's
what's gonna happen in the final season? She's gonna like, there's gonna be like, guys, something happened, and then like she's like awakened from her coma, and she's like,
what if she's got powers or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, Vecna was taking his sweet time when he was killing her, dude. He was kind of comical.
Oh yeah, he was like slow motion. Also, like, the I swear, they showed.
I saw this meme where it was. I thought it was TikTok. I don't remember what it was, but it was like nobody Vecna while Mike's giving his like speech to Eleven, and like Vecna. It was like I don't even remember what it was, but it was so funny. Mike is sitting there talking for like a whole minute, and
you're my everything. You're my superhero. I love you.
Oh, you. This is one of the things. I talked to my dad about this. It got on my nerves so much when Will and Mike kept talking to Eleven while she was in, like, the trance. Like, just shut up. Like, literally just shut up.
Like, she's trying... Are you okay?
Oh my gosh! What do you see? What are you doing? Like,
I think she's fighting him. I think she's in trouble.
Like she's like, we have to talk about. We had to get this whole pizza cooler and empty it all out and fill it up with salt and hot water so that she can focus. But y'all are sitting here having a whole freaking conversation and talk about it.
I also love how like every time like the lights flicker, they're always like looking up and like looking really worried as if like. They haven't seen lights flickering before.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Like every time they showed like the lights flickering, it would like cut to them like all looking up at like in the air and like
yeah.
You know, all freaked out. I was like, bro.
Bro, the pizza he made looked fire, which was also kind of funny because I had the one that they sell at Walmart. It was actually really good.
Bro, my man Argyle, keeping the boys fed while they're battling.
It looked really good. But no, if you go to Walmart, anybody listening or you, Campbell, not a sponsor, they have
Jamocha.
I don't remember what the brand is, but it's like a normal brand of pizza, but they kind of like gave it like a reprint cover for the show. But they have a pineapple jalapeno one, and then they also have a cheese and a pepperoni one. But the pineapple jalapeno one is, bro, it's really good. I don't know if you're a pineapple on pizza kind of guy, but.
I actually do like pineapple on pizza.
Good.
Yeah. Especially with like ham. Ham and pineapple go well together.
Yeah, that's like the normal thing. But like the pineapple, surprisingly the crust was like really good. But apparently Skylar was telling me, and it's like, it was like not in the Walmarts down in Florida where he lives. So I don't know, maybe they don't have it, but I got it right after the show came out. So I would have, and they were pretty stocked. So I don't know.
Bro, we got to talk about Steve.
Steve,
man was he was talking about his like
he's got the massive plot armor, bro.
In every scene.
Oh yeah, so many characters were like oh yeah, like I want to have a whole big family and do all these kinds of things, and oh like we got a Hopper and Joyce were like, oh, we got our date next week, and then Max and Lucas were like, oh, you want to go to the movies, like they were setting all this stuff up that's like, okay, yeah, they're about to kill all of these, like, I was pretty sure, like, at least one person from all these couples was going to die. Like, I was pretty set on either Nancy or Steve, Max or Lucas, maybe Joyce or Hopper, but probably not.
And then Dustin and Eddie.
Yeah, I knew somebody from Dustin or Eddie was going to die. But it was literally just Eddie.
The new one, of course. Bro, I was certain Steve was going to die.
Every
scene he's in, he's like, oh yeah, that person like I dreamed of having a family with is you or whatever.
Yeah, and there's this whole heart to heart with Nancy, and like he's kind of like tying up all these loose ends. Like thanks for giving my head like the biggest, like I don't remember, was like hitting my head or whatever and knocking some sense into me 2 years ago. Like he's tying all this stuff together,
and then he just doesn't die.
Yeah, no, talking with what's her name about
Robin and Nancy. Robin.
Yeah. And it's that was just stupid. Like. They build it up.
They're always like, we're going to kill Steve. You guys need to be worried. And then they're like, no, never mind.
Yeah.
I love Steve, but like they better kill him in the next season. Give him like a very heroic death or something, because I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of annoying how much they teased it. They teased it so much this season, and then nothing happened. I was almost for certain he was going to die, but...
I mean, especially since no one died in the first in volume one. Like, I thought somebody was going to die in volume one, and then when they didn't do that, I was like, okay. Going into this, I was literally that was another thing. Like, I was trying to process everything, but I was also like stressing the whole time. Anybody, especially Steve, came on screen. I was like stressing for him.
Yeah, I mean, and he even got like bit by one of those. Remember, he was like shirtless and he got bit by the thing.
I know. Yeah, like, I would thought out. He was going to die there.
Oh, bro, the scene. Where like they're getting like strangled by the tentacle things, they like probably cut. I feel like they cut to that scene like five times.
Oh my gosh, they were like strangled for like 5 minutes.
I know, they're like just in that, and I could have sworn they used like the same like shots of them being strangled. So like
in Monty Python where the guys are running towards the castle and then they keep cutting, yeah, and then it's just them running in the same exact spot every single time.
Like, I swear, like, 5 minutes of the show will progress and they show the same, like, the same clip of them getting strangled, and then, like, another 5 minutes, like, the stuff in.
To be honest, I think a lot of times when movies do that, they might be giving the impression that the things that you're seeing in other places are happening at the same time.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, the way it looks when you're watching it is like, okay, they've been being strangled for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah. That was, I don't know. I love Steve, but it's, I want him to die so bad.
And then they,
I don't know,
they took so long to, like, why were they all, like, each taking turns, like, shooting, like, why did they not, like, shoot Vecna and, like, throw it all at the same, like, they should have just done it all. Like, they were, like, what, they walked in and then they stared at him for, like, 10 seconds. And then Nancy, like, takes 5 minutes to, like, shoot him in the face. And then, like, doesn't, like, why are you not, like, just pumping that and, like, just going, like, the whole time?
They like take do
turns
the
throwing
cocktail.
The Molotovs.
Yeah.
And they just let him fall out the window. And they're like, okay, let's leisurely walk down the stairs. Uh-oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Bro. That was stupid, too, because I was like, why can we not just tie this? Like, why do we have to end it like this?
Again, yeah, I feel like we've had so much Vecna that I'm just, like, not really interested in anymore. Like,
I'm just concerned.
I don't even care that he's still alive.
Now he's gonna be a villain, and then now I don't want them to be him to be the like, you know what I mean?
Like the main one.
Yeah, they need to do something. I was hoping they would like kill him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He said too many close calls.
So I guess now we're getting to the end of everything. Even though we said this was gonna be shorter, we're now like, we're getting close to an hour.
End of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay. So it cuts to 2 days later.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's just like, everybody's like, okay, well, that happened. Let's go volunteer at the community service shelter. I'll fold clothes and I'm gonna make a peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And we're not gonna talk about the fact that Eddie just like got mutilated and like
only
no one's
Dustin's
upset about
like
that.
Sad. Only Dustin's sad about
no,
it.
No, literally Dustin's the only one that was so depressing. And it was kind of just so weird because it's like, bro, it's been 2 days.
And like they're still just like fine.
Meanwhile, like Barb was like, Barb, people, they were like, Nancy was sad about Barb for like a year. There was a thing at the beginning of season two about them going to her house, her parents' house, and like clearing all that stuff up. Meanwhile, Eddie, who like literally gave his life fighting to kill Vecna. Yeah. Meanwhile, Barb was just an idiot. and now Eddie's just like, no one cared. Literally,
well,
no one mentioned.
It's,
I don't know. No.
It's. I mean, it makes sense that the town doesn't care because they all hate him.
Well,
but
no,
it is
I'm
weird,
just talking
like
Steve
and like.
There's no conversation about it. There's no.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
They're all just. They all just. They come visit Max in the hospital. They come. Yeah. I don't know. They the people from with the buyers and what do you call it? Mike and them come back and they're like, "Oh, yay, you're back!" Blah blah blah. Oh yeah, by the way, like this guy died. No one cares.
Rip Eddie.
Bruh.
Maybe it's up to the fans to mourn his death.
So annoying. And then they show up at the end, and then now that here they are, and like the upside down's like taking over the bruh. The fact that they're trying to pass this off as an earthquake,
bro, it's an earthquake. What?
Yeah,
what
an earthquake
it?
That's leaking like black like infection across the
how have
entire...
they been able to cover up like all of the stuff
exactly
that's
what I was thinking
here.
Like, oh yeah,
that makes no
mall.
Sense
this giant like six-legged like gut monster destroyed the entire mall. Oh, that was like a fire. 20 people died at this fire that happened one night, even though these people were missing for like days prior to this. Oh, it was like a fire.
Wait, did they actually die, like, or were they released ever, or were they just part of the flesh monster?
Oh no, they were dead. They died. Like,
dang,
20
so, like
people
all these,
died.
They just
more people
they
died
were missing
in
for days,
than
and then they
four.
Just happened to die in the mall.
Yeah,
fire.
They covered it up as like a mall fire.
Yeah, that's stupid.
More people died in season 3 than season 4.
Dang. And then you have that epic shot of them, like, facing the abyss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, I do have a question. Jonathan reunites with Nancy, and I completely, again, because the length of the show, I forgot about the whole thing with the college. What was the significance of him, like, saying that the college...
Well, remember, what's Jonathan? Argyle and Jonathan are, like, throwing things in that pit where all, like, the dump is, and he's, like... Argyle's talking to him about, like, oh, yeah, like, you got your thing back. You have to tell Nancy. Like, Jonathan's like, oh, I can't tell. There's that whole thing. Like, him and Argyle are talking. Like, they smoke weed, remember. And they're, like, throwing stuff. It's, wait, like, the second episode.
Hold on. Were they planning on going to, like, the same college or something?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to do that.
Why?
You gotta go back and watch the scene. I don't remember the specifics, but I think it was, like,
like, he doesn't...
Oh, that's what it was. He doesn't want to tell her that he got into that school because I think because she's going to want to go with him and he wants her to go do what's best for her separate from him.
Oh. Gotcha.
So, and the whole thing was like, Argyle was like, you got to tell her. You got to tell her, man. And he's like, oh, gosh, I guess I will. And then he doesn't.
Bro, that's kind of a douche thing to do.
Not really.
I don't know.
You just... It's a difficult situation. But I hate that. Jancy's still a fat L anyway. I Stancy all the way. Jonathan's just... I don't know. How do we just brush off the fact that he was like a stalker?
Bro, he's just into photography, man. Just...
No, actually, like, genuinely, like...
That was, like, season one, too. Like, how do you even... Like, no one cares about season one.
But also, he just goes from... Like, why? There's no, like, natural chemistry to them becoming boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's true. I mean, in real life, I think they are boyfriend and
girlfriend. Oh, I know they are, but I'm talking about, like, not between the actors and their acting styles, but it's just, like, there's the buildup is, like, okay, yeah, in season two, they're like, oh, yeah, we're investigating all this stuff. And now we're, like, together. It was just kind of weird. I definitely like Steve and Nancy a lot more. And
I mean, they're building up to that, very sure, with all the stuff they reveal.
Yeah.
And or with Steve, like, talking about the future or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess we were going to have an awkward love triangle storyline in the final season.
Another Steve versus Jonathan.
Bro, that'd be... What if Steve and Jonathan, like, have, like, a fight? And it's, like...
It's kind of funny how they, like, yeah, it's, like, the main thing is, like, okay, yeah, the world is ending and an interdimensional portal is going to open and spread a crack across the entire Earth. But also there's this, like, love triangle going on and it's kind of, like, really
important. It's more important than the...
They'll be, like, in the middle of, they'll be, like, fighting, they're, like, preparing for battle, and they're, like, oh, yeah, it's, like, I got to figure out I don't know what I'm going to major in next year. I got to...
Gotta keep it real with the kids.
Gotta keep it relevant, relatable.
Yeah. Are we missing anything?
I think that's about on... Rip Eddie, bro. Master of Puppets. That was pretty.
Oh yeah, I actually did like that scene, and it inspired me to.
Everybody was trying to figure out what he was gonna play.
And oh yeah, I remember what I was gonna say earlier. His fingers are accurate to, like, how you'd actually play the song.
Yeah, they do that. A lot of shows and movies, especially with piano, they kind of just put their fingers wherever they want.
Yeah, and I read that, I think, the bassist for Metallica, his son, whenever they show him, like, actually, his fingers playing, I think that was either that or, like, whenever they record the audio. I don't know.
What about his son? I'm confused.
Well, hold on. The audio is just the song. So I think whenever they show him, like, actually playing the guitar, I think they got the bassist's son to, like, play because he also plays guitar, and kind of had him stand in for Eddie, or the actor who plays Eddie. But yeah, that was a cool scene.
Yeah.
I think I liked that a little more than I probably should have.
You know, it was good.
Just
as a guitar person.
A guitar fan. Yeah.
So yeah.
Actually, wait, hold on.
What?
Let's think about this. Did he plug his amplifier into anything before he...
Yeah, I know. I was wondering...
Because, bro, they're in the Upside Down. Do they have electricity there for him to, like, plug an amplifier
in? Yeah, I don't know where I don't know where that was coming from.
Yeah. Confusing.
But whatever. It's kind of cool. We kind of talked about that. We talked about this almost 2 years... Wait. 2 years ago. to the date. The other season.
The original Stranger Things.
I think it was late July we did. Because it was about a year after the season 3 came out that we talked about the first 3 seasons. So I think that's pretty cool that we're kind of coming full circle now. We have passed our, during our break was our 2-year anniversary.
Dang.
So I know that's no celebration or anything like that. I guess we'll post something on the Instagram, but thank you all for listening for I don't know if some of you have been here for 2 years or a week or just this episode, but, thanks for listening.
Before we end this, just like overall ranking of all the seasons, just kind of, I forget. I mean, it's probably the same, right? Like
probably the same. Yeah. I'd say 1, 2, 4, 3.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The same.
But the bit with Chicago and 2 is like awful.
That one episode needs like, yeah, just skip it.
Ugh. Anyway. So yeah. We'll catch you guys in like 4 years when the next one comes out. We'll have like kids next season comes out.
I hope I don't have kids in 4 years.
I'm not saying like the 4 years and us having kids is two different things. A joke that like the next season's gonna come out in like 10 years.
What if they do? I think I talked about this in the last episode.
The time jump.
They do like a Twin Peaks: The Return. They don't do it another episode.
No, I'm telling you. They can't make it much. I mean, I know COVID and all that, so they didn't do it on purpose, but they can't delay it. Like, they can't afford to delay it because the kids are getting older and they can't pass off. I mean, Erica being 11 or 12 or whatever she was, no way.
No, but okay.
That was bad.
Hear me out. What if in 25 years,
okay,
they like get back together and it's like Stranger Things: The Return?
I'm Connor.
And like, they're all old and like have kids. I don't know. What if it like. What if it's like it chapter 2 and it like focuses like on
what if it ends and it was just a game of D&D that they were playing in season 1?
Oh my gosh.
Or Will, what if it's like Will bumped his head off on his bike.
He was fine.
And he gets back up. It was all a nightmare.
It was all just a dream. Like, we're coming back to David Lynch.
Okay. I'm going to try circling again.
Back.
With that being said, I'm Connor.
And I'm Campbell.
And you just wasted the last hour of your life listening to Real Geeks.